One day away from the 4th of July. So, folks, we hope you're going to have a happy and a safe 4th of July, observing our nation's 249th birthday tomorrow. And next year, it's the 250th. So that's supposed to be a
right,
big deal.
According to my math.
They've got fireworks scheduled next year on 2026 back at Mount Rushmore. Some big things like that. In the meantime, come to Cherry County. That's what the Visitors Promotion Board is inviting you to do. The Nebraska Star Party coming up, a trip down the Niobrara River, fishing trip at the Valentine National Wildlife Refuge, or just lay back and visit a couple of the really nice museums that we have here in Cherry County. If you want to find out more of planning your vacation, go to visitvalentine.com.
You know what? You need to really pair a cup of coffee early in the morning with Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insights on cattle, grain, horse, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just fits perfect with the Tri-State Livestock News. You're just a paid flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News in Belle Fourche. Visit tsln.com.
Be sure to look at all of the standings from rodeos going on this 4th of July weekend. A lot of cowboys and cowgirls out there on the highways and byways and airways getting to
there
those rodeos. Tri-State Livestock News, I'll have more about that coming up in their future publications. What do you have to share today?
I'm going to tell you about a guy, actually a little boy. What do you have coming up?
Maybe some things that should or shouldn't be on buttons.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Sparky. At least that's what his classmates called him. He was given the nickname in honor of a comic strip horse named Sparkplug. Sparky hated the name, but name-calling was the least of his worries. School was tough for Sparky. His favorite subjects were recess and lunch. He failed every single subject in eighth grade. High school was no better. He flunked algebra, English, Latin, and physics. In fact, to this day, he holds the record for the lowest physics marks in his school. Sports weren't much of an improvement. He made the school's golf team, but his poor play ended up costing his team the championship. Sparky was a loser when it came to friendships, too. No one seemed to notice him. He was astonished if a classmate said hello. Afraid of rejection, he never asked a girl out. Instead, he devoted himself to the one thing he really enjoyed, drawing cartoons. No one thought they were any good, but that didn't stop him. He practiced on binders and scribblers, and by the time he was a senior in high school, he got up the nerve to submit some cartoons to the yearbook staff. They were rejected. After graduating from high school, Sparky wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios inquiring about job opportunities. He received a form letter requesting samples of his artwork. The letter asked him to draw a funny cartoon of a man repairing a clock by shoveling the springs and gears back inside. Sparky drew the cartoon and mailed it off with his fingers crossed. He waited anxiously for a reply. Finally, it came. Another form letter spelling out rejection. Sparky was disappointed, but not surprised. He always had been a loser. This was just one more loss. Looking in the mirror, one day he smiled with the realization, in a weird sort of way, his life was funny, almost like a cartoon character. Then a thought hit him. Why not tell his own story? Why not draw cartoons of the misadventures of a little boy loser, a chronic underachiever? He had no idea where his ideal would take him. This boy who failed the eighth grade, the young artist whose work was rejected by his own yearbook, was Charles Monroe Sparky Schultz, creator of the Peanuts comic strip and the little boy whose kite never quite flies.
Huh.
You know him as Charlie Brown.
Yes, I recognize that.
Yeah.
Sayings that should be on buttons. Well, this day was a total waste of makeup. Who are these kids and why are they calling me mom?
Yeah.
I started out with nothing. I still have most of it.
Very good.
And you, off my planet. Never say that.
I had one that I made up when the children were in those precarious years. It was, you like me, quit acting like you don't.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Therapy is expensive. Popping bubble wrap is cheap.
Oh, very good.
That's why they made all those fidget things. You know, I'm sure somebody was sitting around going, bubble wrap, fidget machine. I got something here.
Yep, indeed.
If you have something to share with us on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.